Back for another episode of News for Gamers Radio on this Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, everybody.
Yes. May 13th, Sunday. We're recording this a day late due to scheduling conflicts. And in the studio, we can still only get three people. So
yes.
With us today, we have the Wombat.
What's up?
We have the Killer Wolverine.
Yo.
And, of course, I be here, as always.
I be here.
Yes. So we're going to start off with what you've been playing. I'm going to let Killer Wolverine bring this up because he had a rough time last week. He was enjoying Spider-Man and then something happened and he played it some more.
Yes.
So what else you been playing?
For the 2 hours I've played it, as you know, discussed last week, I'm sorry for lying to y'all. I just feel real bad. This game is
hey, it wasn't a purposeful lie.
No, I only played it for 2 hours, and I said that, but I was raving about it. Oh, it's so much fun! Yeah, no. About 2 hours and 2 minutes into it. Yeah, I'm just kidding. About 3 hours into it, it's just... The camera
not so
is
fun.
Bad.
The camera is what really kills it.
The camera
when the clipping,
it
there's some
yeah, there's
really
some bad clipping. Some real funny glitches, too.
Did you guys ever have the glitch where the enemies are inside of the building?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had that one.
And they can
I also
hit you,
had...
but you can't hit them?
I also had the lovely glitch where my web got stuck on something, apparently, and I just kept swinging in a circle.
Yeah.
Which
that's
was fun.
That's,
yeah.
But it's... the boss fights, when you get...
That
later on...
Yeah, one of those
stupid
boss fights is just... Oh, I didn't like that at all.
I'm not going to ruin it, but Kraven, like, you know how you got the button press sequences?
Right.
And I thought that was a nice little addition?
Right.
Not so much, because it's basically a button masher against him.
Man, I'm going to tell you.
And then all of a sudden, it just goes right into that, and you already pushed the wrong button, you got to start over again.
There's one mission where you're defusing bombs in the subway. Did
oh,
you play that
yeah,
one?
Yeah.
You want to talk about the camera causing some issues, man.
Oh, I know. I'm like, we're
trying
the
to climb up this thing to find all the bombs, and the camera's spinning around like it's in a whirlpool,
like
somebody flushed the toilet.
Like you're climbing up. And then
right.
The camera, like,
the camera
rotates,
just
and like where the fuck am I?
Yeah, you have no idea if you're up or
am
down.
Am I even in the subway still?
Yeah, it's
and
bad.
The Sandman fight was just as frustrating, because this time you're in the black costume and you're more powerful, and you can do like these nice air combos, and you just somehow pounce off of them, and you fall.
You have no idea where you are.
Where am I? And then he gets, you know, escapes, and he got to start the fight over again. A couple times, though, when I was chasing after him so he wouldn't escape, I was, like, literally 2 inches away from him, and it's like, he got away. I'm like, really now? He was right in front of me.
The other fun thing is when you're at the, like, when you're climbing up a building, and you go to jump up the building.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, you jump, and the camera changes, and you have no idea where you are.
Yep. Well, so when do you get
like
the,
start falling?
Yeah. When do you get the ability to run up the wall?
Yes.
And when you jump and you're trying to hold the L trigger to go fast, all of a sudden he starts running up the
yep.
wall and like the camera spins around and you're running back down
and
the wall
the
into
building
the side.
You ended up running on. You're like another building down. All of a sudden,
nice.
Like, what?
So, nice.
Really problematic camera.
So what we're saying is buy or rent Spider-Man, play it for a couple hours to swing around the city and then take it back.
Which is fun.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
still fun
I
to swing
actually,
around the
only
city.
Thing I was working on was getting my 200 miles of web swinging. Took about 3 hours to get, and then I haven't picked it up since. On the splat 25 times, which
oh,
was
yeah.
fun. Cause
the achievements in the game are really fun. I mean, I like some of them, like the splat one. That's pretty fun. So you been playing anything else?
Trying to think. What was I playing yesterday?
Crackdown.
Oh, Crackdown.
The new content.
Yep, Crackdown. Some Uno.
What do you think of the new content for Crackdown?
I like it.
Do you?
I like it. Keys to the City is fun.
That's what I'm most interested in.
The Keys to the City is a blast because the barrel thing is the greatest thing ever. You can just spawn 100 barrels anywhere
yeah.
you want. Explosive.
Nice.
So I'm just jumping through the city, just spawning them behind me. I turn around, lob a little grenade in there. And just
halfway across the city, you can see the explosions because it's so massive.
That's awesome.
But the only thing that they said they fixed that I didn't see was any car can go up ramp trucks.
Well, I haven't tried that yet, so I don't know.
I tried the agency supercar, and it just hits it and bounces off. Like, I hit the bottom of the truck, and it just went flying backwards.
Nice.
I think that's about it. I tried Double Dragon.
Yeah, same here.
It's funny because Double Dragon is like one of those games you have these fond memories of how good it was.
Right.
Until you play it again and you're like, wow, this control is really bad.
Wow, there's really a lot of slowdown.
The overlay of the new graphics, those were nice.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks a lot nicer now, but when you start playing it, you're like, wow, this hit detection and this wow, this is bad.
Pretty bad.
So that's pretty much all you've been playing?
Yeah, it's been a pretty slow week.
All right, well, let's jump over to the Wombat, because I know you're working on a preview of a game that you've been playing. So,
Yeah, I've been working on that preview for a little while now. I did play the Forza demo. It's fantastic. It's fantastic. I actually, at first look, I was slightly disappointed in the graphics, but then played it a little while longer, and it's very pretty. It's very pretty. It's like you said, though, you got to look for the subtleties.
Yeah, it's the subtleties, like the damage modeling just blows my mind, because I was racing one race, and I kind of just tapped the guy on his bumper, and then I noticed that I had a little bit of silver paint on the front of my car and a little dent on the side bumper. I was like, now that's impressive. So,
I've been playing that. I've been playing a little bit of Worms, just because it's fun to kick around for a little while. A little bit of Tetris Evolution. What else? I played a little bit of Double Dragon, and it was hideously ugly. And then I played some Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
That's pretty much about it. Maybe a little Ultimate Alliance again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Play a little bit more of that, yeah. Well, I'm pretty much in the same boat. I played Double Dragon. No. I played Spider-Man. For what it is, I guess. I mean, it's got a lot of problems, but I do still have fun swinging around the city, and it's just like the Superman game. I have fun playing it, even though it's not technically the best game I've ever played, but...
Well, hopefully they'll get it right with Friend or Foe.
Friend or Foe, I want to know what that is.
Yeah.
Because I've heard rumors that it's the original three games in a compilation with redone graphics. I've heard something else. You know, I don't know what it is. So, we'll see. I actually didn't play Guitar Hero this week, but I do plan to play it today.
Indeed.
So, but it's my week off from Guitar Hero.
Nice.
And the big one I've been playing this week, and I've also been working on a preview for, is Area 51.
Nice.
Which, I really enjoy the game, but the early build has some serious slowdown issues. Serious. You're doing the gas station mission, and there's like three aliens coming at you, and it's like, it's like the Matrix trying to shoot him. It's just crazy. Oh, and I've been playing Trek the Third on the DS.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet you're excited about that.
Yeah. You know, well, it's a little platformer on the DS. I mean, it's about as solid as you can get, I guess. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? All right, so that pretty much wraps up what we've been playing. So we're going to hop into the news real quick, and it's going to be a fun one.
I'm holding you to it.
Oh, it'll be there. So hang on. We'll be right back. Alright, we're back with the news, and this week it's going to be huge. Huge as in big. We got a lot of stuff
as opposed to huge as in not big?
Exactly.
Tiny.
Okay. Huge as in over-exaggerated.
Oh, gotcha.
Some people go that route. Alright, the first up on the list, and this is the start of a bad trend. There you go.
That's the start of a bad trend right
the
there.
Don't turn your cell phones off. It's like a movie. But the Wii got a few announcements this week. For exclusive games, and the first one is Soul Calibur. It's called Soul Calibur Legends for the Nintendo Wii, and it is exclusive. This also joins Guilty Gear, which will be exclusive to the Wii, as well as Tecmo's next iteration of Rygar will be exclusive to the Wii. So right there is the three that start the snowball rolling down the hill. I just had the look on your face.
So, wait a minute. Didn't we have an announcement that there was going to be an exclusive Soul Calibur game for the PSP? So pretty much Namco just really doesn't want online support for Soul Calibur.
I think that they want an excuse not to put online support
Yeah,
for
pretty much.
System.
I mean, it just seems like they're skillfully avoiding online in any possible way they can.
I just don't understand those decisions because... Soul Calibur, that's like when they put the Soul Calibur on the three systems, the GameCube, the Box, and the PS2. It sold the most on the Cube. second on the box, third on the PS2.
Right.
And then when they released 3, it was PS2 only, which
right.
made no sense to me.
No, completely.
And now
no
that
sense.
The audience, the 360 audience is huge and the PS3 people want it, and they're going to put it on the Wii. Which the Wii owners, while there's a shit ton of them, I don't really think they're the same audience that plays Soul Calibur.
No, but I mean, to be fair, the only positive I could see coming out of this is if the controller was used very well. But it's going to have to be it's like a double-edged sword because it's going to have to be used very well. Otherwise, it's going to be an incredibly awkward game.
Yeah, because Soul Calibur is, I think, Namco's most technical fighter.
Right.
And it's really good, and I just don't know how I'm going to feel playing it with the Wiimote. You still look in awe about that.
I don't know what to say about
that.
That's
dumb
the beginning of today.
I really don't.
That's only the beginning. That's only the first piece.
I don't even see how it works. It's two buttons, and you're going to have to use the motion sensor, and how's that going to work?
And I also, I'm not understanding why Namco would take the Soul Calibur series, which, you know, on every console it's been on pretty much has been one of those, ooh, look at the pretty graphics games, and put it on the Wii.
Yeah, does it look like Soul Calibur 3?
Right.
I don't know. I can't explain that one.
Wow. Well,
next
hopefully
up,
it's just time exclusive, because that's bullshit.
Well, it is just Legends, too, which, from what I heard, is kind of like, I'm trying to think, kind of like Armageddon. Where it's like every character from Soul Calibur in one game.
Well, hopefully they'll come out with a Soul Calibur 4 for 360 and
PS3.
PS3.
The fighting genre is going downhill fast, and that's a good way to just put the nails in the coffin. No offense to the Wii.
It needs a bigger audience.
It needs
an audience that's going to buy it, like Virtua Fighter audience and the Tekken audience.
Do you think that's going to happen?
Not on the Wii.
I don't see it.
I don't think it's going to happen on the Wii, but we'll see.
We'll see.
Next one up, Liam Neeson was cast as the lead role in Fallout 3 from Bethesda Softworks.
Really?
Nice.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. Sounds really cool.
Because Liam Neeson needs more work.
Dude, he's been in like every great movie in the past like 5 years. So, here's a good one. Like, idiot, Napoleon Dynamite's coming to the DS and the PSP.
What?
Man, that sounded like Napoleon Dynamite doing a Solid Snake impression.
Wait, they're making a game based on that?
Colonel, this is Napoleon. Idiot.
Idiot.
Seriously, they're making a game.
They're making a Napoleon Dynamite game for the DS and the PSP.
I'm going to go buy a PSP. What the hell?
I don't know. Don't ask me. Next up, 6 new arcade games have been announced. The arcades is blown up.
Yeah.
First one's called Undertow, which if you have not heard of it yet, you need to check it out. It's made by a studio called Chair Games, I think, and it's basically like a mix between Battlefield, Battlefront, kind of territorial-driven. It's underwater, and it's a team-based game, so it's like a two teams against each other, and it looks great for an arcade game. So go check
cool.
that out. Then there's the two, you knew these were coming, board games and Solitaire. You knew they were coming. Russian Attack.
Russian Attack,
Russian
nice.
Attack is coming, and a new racing game called Mad Tracks Racing, which looks awesome.
What is Street Trace NYC?
Oh, the Street Trace New York City is a... Do you remember the game, was it Trick Style for the Dreamcast?
Yeah.
Like that.
Oh, gotcha.
You're riding around on like the hoverboards racing.
Gotcha.
It looks good for an arcade game. We all know Trick Style wasn't worth $50.
Yeah, no.
For an arcade game for 800 points, 10 bucks, I can do that. All right, next up. In case you thought it was dead, EA has resurrected the Simpsons franchise.
Really?
There will be a new game coming out.
Well, about fucking time. That's awesome.
Yep, it's going to coincide with the movie, but it probably won't be out until the fall. So, the developers of Flatout, Bugbear Entertainment, have announced that there will be a demo before the launch of the game, which if you've never played Flatout,
that's awesome.
You're
going to
get excited.
Yeah.
Especially the mini games.
And it is 360 exclusive.
Okay.
So it's only on 360. The Grawl 2 throwback map pack is out.
Yep.
7 new maps for 800 points. They're
not
all from the original
really
Grawl.
New maps?
Well, they're all from the original
right.
Grawl. But they're new for Grawl 2.
Right.
So, it's kind of nice to
this
have.
This one made me smile.
Rock Band signs Fender as the official guitar.
Yes.
And they also signed Roland, I believe, as the official keyboards.
Yes.
So, they will be official Fender and Roland
keyboards. They announced that the controller will be shaped like a Stratocaster. Which makes me smile.
On that real quick, they're trying to find a band. I wonder who they're going to sign.
I don't know. I've heard that the rumor mill is buzzing around. I don't know if you read the EGM, but they're working hard to get a lot of bands for this game. So Guitar Hero is going to have to really bring it this year.
Yeah.
The next one we talked about already, Spider-Man Friend or Foe, is revealed. We don't really know much about it, but there's a website. You can go check it out. It's a really cool video of, like, Spider-Man fighting the Green Goblin. So,
anything with the black costume?
Nah, that's the only thing you see is just Spider-Man fighting the Green Goblin.
Weird.
So hopefully they'll announce something at the new E3, which will be in July. So, the next one up, and this lit the internet up like crazy, was Miyamoto's comments that he could make Halo if he wanted to.
In his basement.
Yeah, but he didn't want
with
to.
With a ColecoVision.
Yeah, he just didn't want to. And his quote, I believe, was, I don't make games that I think people will like. I make innovative games that are fun to play.
Yeah, right.
So.
Yeah, right.
I don't know where that comment came from, and
Yeah, seriously.
Why say that?
Right, exactly. It's a why trash down another game just for fun?
Wow. Second time in, 5 minutes that I'm speechless?
It's all Nintendo that makes you speechless.
Why is Nintendo doing this now?
I thought that, because when the Wii came
out. I don't even know you anymore, Nintendo.
Nintendo, you used to be my friend. All right, The PlayStation Network update that was supposed to combat the spring update was just maintenance. Nothing more, nothing less. So, the next one, Bomberman is coming to Xbox Live Arcade.
That was just announced.
My heart stopped, because when you said Bomberman, I thought of that.
Yeah, I thought of the new Bomberman.
Zero.
Yeah, like,
and I was like, oh, yuck.
Yeah, not good things. This Wednesday, the Halo 3 beta starts.
Indeed.
There is a thread on the forums already. If you haven't been there, go there. Everybody's trading gamer tags so that we can all get together and play some Halo this week. So hopefully Xbox Live will not crash on Wednesday.
Keep your fingers crossed, but
keep your fingers
crossed.
You know it's going to. Now, I will give you a choice here. That's all of the news I have except for the big one. And then I have the rumors. Do you want me to do the rumors first, or do you want me to nail the big one?
I don't know.
Dude, I think you ought to keep it all together.
Okay.
All right, let's keep it all together.
The final news, and this just fell yesterday morning.
There's going to be a lot of people crying about this.
There's going to be a lot of people crying, and this is going to hurt a certain system this holiday season.
God damn it, say it.
Konami has officially delayed Metal Gear Solid 3 until next year.
Four.
Well, I'm sorry, Metal Gear Solid 4 until next year.
Oh, good.
So, Sony's Christmas holiday is now
in box. Huge blow.
Yeah.
It's
good
hurt.
Job.
That's
going to... Wow.
I mean,
and
we knew
that
there was...
We talked about that before, saying if it doesn't come out this year, it's going to hurt Sony. And look.
I mean, we knew there was a chance that it was going to be delayed, but, man, an official announcement, that really hurts the PS3's chances this holiday season.
Yeah, because, I mean,
there's
outside of Ratchet, which Ratchet has a nice following, but it's not a system seller. Mm-hmm. Other than that, it's just like, I mean, you have Grand Theft Auto, but it's on 360.
Yeah.
I mean, you have other games that look good, and we'll talk about this later, but there's a lot of games that are coming up out of nowhere that nobody's ever heard of that look great.
Right.
So, I mean, but they're new IPs. You still need that solid
You
got to
have name recognition.
There's nothing to compete with November now in the 360.
That was a huge blow. I mean, to me, too, because I'm dying to play Metal Gear Solid 4.
No, it's a shame for a lot of the people that have been waiting for a long time for a new Metal Gear. But,
especially those people who bought one at launch.
Right. Expecting to be able to play Metal Gear on it.
$600 system, and what have they played so far? What, two games?
Resistance and maybe Virtual Fire.
Motorstorm. That's...
Wow.
I don't know. I don't know what to do.
What are they going
to
announce next? Is it on the 360?
No.
No. Kojima actually said that it's not.
No,
it's he confirmed that, so...
Until they release Metal Gear Solid 4 Subsistence next year.
All right, now we move... into the rumors, and there's very few this week. And I don't like the first one, because, I'm going to punch you in the face. StarCraft MMO apparently to be announced next week.
Ha!
Yeah.
I told you.
And if that happens, I'm going to drive to Blizzard, and I'm just going to punch them in
the
face.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
You'll
I
play
don't
it.
Want... No, I do. I will. I refuse to play an MMO. Refuse.
You'll play
refuse
it.
Refuse to
so
play
I guess
an MMO.
Ghost is...
Ghost.
Gone.
It's Ghost.
I mean, seriously, were you still holding out hope for Ghost?
I was a little bit.
I had a little, like, inside my heart. Yeah. There was just a little thread that was going, bring it to the 360 and the PS3, please. Please.
Well, now you get
for the Wii next
now you
week.
Get a star, now you get a StarCraft MMO, and you can spend countless hours in the StarCraft universe.
No, I'm not.
And Blizzard can smile in their ivory tower.
They can't smile on my credit card, because I will not play it. I refuse. Next up on the list, rumor, Test Drive 2 Unlimited to be released next year. So hopefully they'll take what they already have, which was a great game, and make it better. Now the last one could decide the Blu-ray HD DVD war, but apparently on a listing on Amazon.com is showing Star Wars as Blu-ray exclusive.
Wow.
So if that was one of the set of movies that said, you know, Lord of the Rings, Matrix, Star Wars, whatever those go to, is probably going to be the winner. So that pretty much wraps up the rumors and the news, and it's been huge. It's been a good day, so we're going to take a break, and then when we come back, we have a boatload of topics that we will be discussing. So stick with us, and we'll be right back. Alright, now it's time for the bulk of the show, and this week we have a ton of topics to talk about. We're going to start off with the spring update impressions, and it finally went live on Wednesday after the entire internet blew up because it didn't show up on Monday.
Right.
And they stayed up all night crying and whining to different people like Major Nelson saying, "Yeah, Microsoft dropped the ball on this one, they didn't get an update out on the 7th, even though the press release did say the week of May 7th, it didn't say May 7th. But it is out now. You can now chat MSN style. You can do other things. But you can get an overall impression. And basically what I'm basing that on is I'm not as impressed as I have been with
the
other updates.
I mean, people were acting like it was going to be this huge deal. It really doesn't seem like all that big of a deal to me. I mean, there's some... I did notice the achievement point thing.
That's cool.
Which was kind of cool. The marketplace having its own blade is a little nice.
Yeah, I do like that.
But, I mean, other than that, I'm never going to use the MSN. Not too many people that I'm friends with have MSN Messenger, so I'm not really going to use it that much.
I don't plan on using it, and to be honest with you, I tried to set it up, and I got my MSN Windows Live Messenger up, and it's not showing my 360 contacts.
Really?
It just shows my regular contacts. I'm like, well, what's the point of this? Because the only reason I would use it is while I'm at work.
Right.
And, like, chat with somebody who's at home on their 360, and I couldn't get it to work.
Right.
And to be honest with you, I don't use it enough to care. I'll just use the website to send messages and stuff.
There you go.
But the Marketplace Blade, I like it, but I don't feel that it was really necessary.
No, it was kind of one of those tacked-on things that they're like, you know what would be a good idea? Let's throw the Marketplace on its own separate blade.
It's nice to have everything in one spot. And it's nice how they revamped it with the pictures.
Right.
It looks nicer and everything like that, but I don't feel that it's something that really changed my experience. You know? And
they put what genre of game it is now.
Congratulations for pointing out another pointless update.
Sorry.
But the achievement thing is that one thing I did notice that I do like, and I always appreciate this, is my dashboard is much faster now.
Yep.
I mean, the size of my gamer score, it used to take my sign in forever to load.
Yeah.
I mean, it would just sit there and hang because it has to load all the achievements.
Right.
I notice what it does now is it just loads everything and then signs me into live, so my friends pop up a couple seconds after the dashboard does.
Right.
So it actually
is
a lot faster.
Every time I get online,
it says no friends, and then all of a sudden they come on. Yeah.
Right.
And it loads that first and it makes it faster. And I've noticed other things that are faster, like the achievement list is faster. I've noticed that, like, it may be my hard drive that's part of this too, because I bought the 120 gig, is that all my hard drive stuff now is much faster. It just seems like it's a much faster experience, but
it's subtle little things. Like, I like the little disc tray now has to what game you're in, because like we said last week, sometimes I forget what game's in there. If it's a movie, and then when it's the game, it has that little screen.
The little box over there. My only complaint about that is, like, if you put a disc in and close the tray, it automatically boots the game.
Right.
So you'll never see that unless you back out, and then you already know what game's in there.
Right.
So unless you leave the game in there when you turn the system off.
Which is what I do.
Which is what I do, too.
See, I don't do that. I'm too anal about it.
Yeah, you're too anal. Mister, I won't buy games if the plastic's slightly ripped.
I will not. I refuse to because I'm such an anal bastard. But, you know, for the most part...
And no DivX support. My
bad.
Again, my bad.
You got me all excited.
Yeah,
I was like, DivX support?
Too.
I got a bunch of DivX movies.
It's okay.
I read that, but I blame someone who wrote that.
We're
going to
kick Killer Wolverine off the podcast.
Oh, and I
for
hear, like,
all his mistakes and retractions.
I will punch you.
A lot of people what?
Rejoicing. Oh, he's gone, yeah.
Oh, kick him off.
Kick his ass off.
Son of a bitch.
Send him an email and tell him you love him.
I don't like that Italian motherfucker you guys got on there.
See, now they know I'm Italian.
They know he's Italian now.
Dude, if they listen to this podcast at all, they know you're Italian by
now. Because he just runs around talking about how much he loves spaghetti or something.
I do love spaghetti indeed, so...
I'm having spaghetti for dinner this evening. I just thought I'd throw that out there.
For dinner.
Oh, see?
Look at him inviting himself.
He's inviting himself to dinner. That's nice. Yeah. All right, so, well, I mean, for the most part, I appreciate the dashboard update. One thing I did notice, I didn't hear as many consoles getting bricked this time. I didn't see as many complaints on the internet about that, so maybe Microsoft found a way to, you know, fix that, which is good.
Which is good.
Don't get me wrong, I don't want people listening to this to think I don't appreciate the update. I do, but most of the features are not for me.
The one, it's not a big complaint, it's kind of minuscule, was when you scroll down all the way to the bottom of, like, say, the movies, whatever, there's 160-some movies. Instead of, like, just hitting a dead end,
it goes back to the top.
Up, so that's kind of cool.
But can you start from the top and go to the bottom? Because I couldn't.
I didn't try that.
I was like, because you know what? If I'm scrolling.
It only works one way, man.
If I'm scrolling and it goes past, then I'm like, oh, I want to go back. Oh, I got to go all the way to the bottom again?
It only works one way, man.
Just like,
You know, I think that some of the movie companies might have taken your suggestion from the podcast last week and actually started showing the movie trailers now.
Good.
I did a preview for Beer League the other day, and it was the actual...
Good.
The actual trailer.
I would believe that instead of just showing the opening, like, 30 seconds of credits or whatever they show, I just thought it would be a better idea. So.
Yep, they showed the trailer for that, so maybe they took your advice.
Well, yeah.
They're listening.
Well, they are listening.
Yes, they are.
Big brother.
The first time in my life someone listens to me.
listen to you. All right. So that pretty much wraps up the spring update discussion. Now we're going to jump into a little controversial.
But, you know, one thing we didn't discuss.
What's that?
The Crackdown stuff.
No, we'll get to that.
All right,
it's also on my list,
okay.
So no fear.
I jumped ahead.
All right, so next we're going to talk about a little controversial issue, which is...
Wait, hold on. We have to preface this with the news and views expressed on the News for Gamers podcast do not necessarily represent the news and views of newsforgamers.com.
Exactly.
Or any...
person on this podcast.
Yeah, any person on this podcast.
And no affiliates.
We will change the names to protect the not-so-innocent.
We did all of this research just so that we could know about this stuff.
Right. None of us would ever have any of this stuff purposely. We did it all for you guys.
Exactly. We just tested this to see how it would work. All right.
Don't try it at home.
Don't try it at home.
Ever.
This is bad for you.
Indeed.
But one of our forum members, Are You Joshin, which he loves the podcast...
I'm glad we got one fan.
We got a fan. Yeah.
We got a lot of fans, but, I mean, come on. But he wanted to know our opinions on case mods, backups, mod chips, emulators, basically everything you're not supposed to do to your console, basically.
Well, backups are legal, though, right?
Backups are legal, is that what you said?
Aren't they, as long as you own the original?
Well, I'm sure that most people that have backups
don't own the original. In their purest sense, backups are legal.
But you're allowed to back up your own stuff.
Right.
But you're not allowed to distribute
your
backup. And you're not allowed to have a backup of something you don't own.
Right.
So that's the legalities of it.
And emulators, too, he asked about.
Emulators, yes. So, basically... I don't even know where to begin, because this is a very touchy subject.
Well, I'll begin. How's that?
Mm.
Hypothetically speaking, the Dreamcast was a fantastic platform.
For emulation.
For people who love emulation.
Yes.
Illegal-minded people, which isn't even a word, criminally-minded people could probably buy a Dreamcast and could probably find discs that would probably contain every Nintendo, Super Nintendo, Genesis, Arcade, Game Boy, Game Gear... title you could possibly think of.
And play it all off of one
play
disc.
Play all off of one disc.
Yes.
And people could probably think that that was a lot of fun. And people could probably be very happy that the Dreamcast was very open as far as emulation goes, because it gives people who might do that a chance to play some
I like how you're
really
covering every base with that.
That they might not be able to track down anymore, or that might cost them a lot of money if they were to track them down.
And so, hypothetically speaking... if you had one of those, you might be able to play some games that were never released over here, like the Genesis version of the Wily Wars from Mega Man.
And you could actually probably also play a lot of games that are incredibly difficult, if not impossible, to find at this point.
Which necessarily, that's a good thing for emulation. Because if you can't find a game...
Hypothetically, it's a fantastic thing.
Hypothetically.
You gotta say
that word has lost its meaning. You already said it, like, 60 times in the past 2 seconds.
Hypothetically, it could be the most awesome disc in a person's collection.
I don't know. I like emulation.
You like emulation, but...
The
big thing is here, do you think it hurts anything?
No.
That'd be a good question. Do you think it hurts the industry right now? Emulation, not backups. Emulation.
No, I don't think
emulation.
It does, because you don't see it as often as you did a few years ago.
No, it's not as big as it was. No. And personally, I don't feel that emulation is necessarily bad in some areas, because these games aren't making the developers money anymore.
Right.
Because it's not like you can walk out and buy them new.
Right, it's exactly. Like you said, it's... You know, for people who want to play that game that they played years and years and years ago, and you can't find it anymore.
Not to mention, you can do a lot of cool things with emulation, like people who take Japanese RPGs and fan-translate them.
Right.
So that they're in English now, and you can play them. Or like what we talked about last week with the Mugen, the 2D sprites, where you could create your own fighting games.
Right.
That's done through emulation.
Right. And, you know, I mean, as long as you're not, you know... To me, it's not, even though I know it is legally, it's not really piracy, because like you said, the developers aren't making money off of it anymore anyway. The only people that are making money off of it are, like, flea markets
and
garage sales.
And it's not like...
You know what I mean?
They're not
like
making $1 million business out of it.
You're playing a game that's not even out yet. Like, a piracy,
right.
Like a movie.
Right.
Like you're downloading movies that haven't even come out yet. It's not like that.
No, it's not.
No, but now we move on to the more touchy subject of backups.
I'm gonna go ahead and say that I'm not a fan of the backups.
No, I'm not a fan.
I can understand if you have the hardware and software capable, and you decide that you want to make backups of games that you own to play them on your system because you don't want the original to get damaged. Okay, I can accept that. Because people do the same thing with CDs. You know, they make a backup copy so they can keep the original pristine.
Burn it
in
on
the
their
cage.
Computer
right,
or whatever.
Right, exactly. But if you don't own the game anymore, I mean, get rid of the backup. You know, I know that sounds like the prudish, like I'm shaking my finger at you. But seriously, I mean, if everybody just copied games and kept the backups and sold the games back, the industry would crash and then none of us would have any good games to play.
Yeah, that's the big thing is like with the, and it's not even like they have to back them up anymore. They can just go to these websites and download the images and just burn them to
right.
a disc. So, you know, I'm not a fan of backups because it, yes, I understand, and the backup people will argue all day long about why shouldn't I have to pay $60 for a crappy game? You know.
Well, you shouldn't play the crappy game.
They're like, well, I wouldn't know unless I played it. But that's why the industry is getting better at putting out demos.
Right.
You have Blockbuster. You can't tell me there's not a Blockbuster in your area.
There's got to be.
I mean, you can
there's
do that.
There's a Blockbuster on the moon.
You can literally go, like, do the Blockbuster mail thing or the, what's that, Gamefly.
Right.
And do that for, like, $10 a month and get as many games as you want.
Right.
And just play them.
People still,
but
and
see,
this leads into, like, the modding, which I guess we'll get to in a second, but it can lead into that because you can mod like, your old Xbox.
Yeah. Right.
Burn games directly to the hard drive.
I know some people that
they burn everything to the hard drive.
They rented a game, burned it to the hard drive, returned it. So.
Oh yeah, I used to know somebody that did that all the time, and they're like, "Well, let's see what's wrong with it." I'm like, "What's wrong with it is you're not supporting the developer that made that game." And it's not only that, but it's just literally is it really that bad?
Right.
That you have to go out and steal all these games. I mean,
right.
I think that the commercials are cheesy when you buy a movie and you see that little girl downloading a video off the internet. It's like, would you steal a car? Well, it's true. Would you?
Right.
Would you go out and break a window and steal a car? I mean,
well,
no.
I mean, the other thing about it, too, is most of the people that I know that did the whole burning games to their Xbox or make backups or whatever... Just try and find, as soon as they get the technology to do it, they just try and find every game they possibly can.
Yeah, and then
whether
they
even
play them.
Right, whether they want to play it or not, just so they can have it. Just so they can say, oh, I have 200 games burned to my Xbox, and then they never play all of them.
Exactly. Yeah. I was going to ask, and how often do they play those games,
right.
if at all?
Right.
So you
they
wasted
all
that
money,
time and all
they,
that money.
They void the warranties in case the Xbox breaks or whatever, and they don't play it.
Right.
And it's not cheap to mod your Xbox.
No, it's not, because you got to buy a new hard drive.
They just want to... brag. Like, oh, you're bragging about stealing. Cute.
I have all of these games that I never play.
Right. Now see, this is where it gets tricky, though, because you can also mod your original Xbox with emulated games.
Yes, you can.
So
then, you know, that much, if you want to buy a separate Xbox just to play around with emulation and stuff, I really don't have an issue with that, because that's kind of cool. Like, the guys that try to get stuff to run on it,
right,
like Linux and right, all that kind of stuff, you know, that's kind of cool because it's them learning how to do it. You know, it may be illegal, people may have an issue with it, but I don't see a problem with that because Linux is free.
Right.
You're not really stealing it. Emulation, we already talked about that. These games, you're not going to buy new anymore. So it's not like you're, you know, taking money out of the developers' pockets or anything. But if, just to see if you can do it is cool and get all this stuff running on it. But burning the games to the hard drive,
that's a step over the line.
It is, and I'm glad that companies have taken that, like with Xbox, where they make it to where if it recognizes a backup copy of the disc, it'll kick you off Xbox Live and ban your account.
Right.
I like that. You know, I don't know. Now, mod chips. That's the next big one. Mod chips allow you to play backups, but the mod chips are also required for you to play
imports.
Imports, as well as to do the emulation stuff.
Right.
So that you can edit it.
With that in the aspect of the imports, because we don't see a lot of games that, you know,
right,
Japan sees.
I have no problem with the import scene. I think that mod chips should be allowed for the import
scene. Yeah, to me, I know why they don't do it, but to me, the system manufacturer should release their own boot disc for imports.
Or just make it region-free,
right,
like PS3.
Make it, exactly.
PS3 is region-free. What's the problem? I don't understand the problem. If a person wants to go and spend $70, $80 on an import game, I don't see the problem because the distributor had to buy it from the developer.
Right.
So the developer made his money.
Right.
And then the distributor made an extra $10, $15 on the game. What's the problem?
What's it matter if you're playing it in America
or
Japan?
It doesn't. It really doesn't matter. I don't understand that.
Yeah, I've never understood. I mean, I understand the economics behind the region coding system, but I don't understand why everybody kind of gets their panties in a bunch about it.
Well, it's like with the movie industry, how many DVD players are out there are region free? There's a ton of them.
Right.
So I don't understand why the consoles have to stay that way. None of the portables are.
Right.
All the portables are region-free,
right.
So I don't understand why the consoles have to be, you know. And in this day and age, it's only the Wii and the 360 as far as current stuff, because DS is region-free, PS3 is region-free, and the PSP is region-free.
Right.
360 and the Wii, they're not. And there was a lot of 360 games that came out in Japan that I really wanted to try, and I have to sit here and I have to go, well, maybe it'll come over here,
right,
and I'll get to play it. But like with Bullet Witch, it's not a good example because it's not a great game, but I did want to play it.
Right.
So, and I had to wait almost a year before it came out so that I could just try it, you know. So,
right. Either that or you have to buy a stupid Japanese system.
Yeah, which is another $400 that I don't want to spend where, you know, if I could just do my chip and mod my system.
I think with 360, you know, they would look at importing still pretty big.
Yeah.
You would think they would at least try to make their system.
And it's not like they couldn't do that with a dashboard update.
Right.
Just make the system region
free. Yeah, it'd be very easy to change it to region free.
I think most of the importers are, you know.
And it's not like Microsoft's not going to get hurt by software sales.
No.
Because there's going to be a shit ton of people that would import a Blue Dragon.
Right.
There's a ton of people that would have imported, like, the shooters and stuff that came out over here. I mean, there's a ton of games that came out in Japan that were just like the simple 2000 series with Earth Defense Force when it came out. I can't even pronounce it. Onichinbara Vortex or whatever came out. You know, there's so many like little quirky games that I love to play that I would love to just play on my system, and I can't just because I can't import the game, and I think that's kind of retarded.
Yeah, I agree. I just maybe next update we can won't happen.
It probably
cross
no.
Fingers. Because I mean, that's
Microsoft
not a reason
to
buy
it.
You know, a system, because I forgot the PS3 was totally region-free.
Yeah, it is completely region-free. The problem with that, though, is that there's no software over there right now. I mean, there's like nothing. It's just like America, there's no software.
Well, so if Microsoft is really listening.
If they're listening.
Region-free.
Because we'll buy the import games.
Because if we're willing to want, if we want this game so much, we're willing to spend $80, $90, upwards of $100 to import it here, it should say something.
Exactly. Granted, when you release it over here, it might not make its money back to localize it. You don't have to localize it if you make it region-free.
If it's a good game, word of mouth is a big, big thing.
I hope EDF's getting a lot of word of mouth, because everybody loves that game, and it needs to sell, because it's $40, and it's a shit ton of fun. So if you haven't bought Earth Defense Force 2017 yet, march your ass to the game store.
I haven't bought it yet. I better take my headset off and march myself to the
game store. You better march your ass to the game store.
It'll be a one-man show, because I'm coming with you.
That's a great game. All right, so that pretty much wraps up that conversation. So now
what
we're
are
gonna,
your thoughts?
I just
the forums. What are their thoughts?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Start
you guys.
Thread.
Yeah, the arcade one worked pretty well last week. I was surprised.
Yeah,
I
you got a lot of responses on
I
that.
I did. Made the suggestion. Somebody started the thread and got a lot of responses, so
there
I'm glad to see
that.
There
were some good
ones on
there, too.
There was. Some like, ones that I didn't even think of.
Yeah, there were some really good ones on there. I can't. What was the... Somebody had the sit-down? Cruising USA.
Yeah, Cruising USA.
That was the one I was like, oh, that's a damn
good one. You know,
one
I thought about, too, and this... It might be on there. I don't remember, but the Star Wars sit-down arcade
game.
Oh,
yeah. That was a good one.
Which is just awesome.
I'd like to have a silent scope machine myself.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
Because that game sucks outside of the
arcade
machine.
Yeah, it
bring it home.
Time Crisis, now that you mention it, too.
Time Crisis.
Time Crisis would be kind of cool.
The foot pedal one.
Yeah,
right.
The foot pedal one was awesome. So, yeah, start a forum topic and just basically make it about mod chips, backups, emulators, and just have a discussion about this, and we'll hop in there and take a look at it and post our opinions on there, too. But it's definitely a good discussion. So let's move on to the next topic, which will be the crackdown downloadable content,
which is not as controversial.
No controversy.
Not so
here.
Much.
So basically, Real Time Worlds has released like what Harmonix claimed, which was like the most downloadable content ever. Which we still haven't seen a new Guitar Hero pack. I'm very disappointed in.
Yeah.
Harmonix, if you're listening, bastards. And then their announcement of Rock Band or Guitar Hero 80s exclusively to the PlayStation 2.
Right.
Aww. Yeah.
Hey, who does that benefit?
You know what?
The That's guy
fun.
Who still has it on PlayStation 2.
Well,
you can keep
PS2,
it.
But eh.
I don't. I'm very disappointed about that because I really want to play it.
Yeah.
But the Crackdown downloadable content, for starters, you get the free pack, and that's the big one, because I mean, you get a ton of stuff with the free pack.
I'm very excited to play the Keys to the City.
The Keys to the City is one of the coolest things I've ever heard of, is that cheat mode where you can basically just do whatever you want.
Yep. Spawn any vehicle, explosive barrels, which it's just a blast.
Oh, yeah, the explosive barrels things, we had a ball. It disables achievements, which I can definitely understand why.
Yeah, no
that
doubt.
Would be so easy to get the achievements after that.
I'm interested in the super jump and super, like, hyper... jump or hyper strength or whatever.
That
like
is
that.
Awesome. Yeah. I wish that was the maxed out agility. Because
yeah.
Like I can literally like jump up to the top of a building from the ground. Like, and then when you kick a car, you can like flies all the way across
flies.
The map. So let's run down some of the updated free items. You can now reset the gangs, which is awesome.
Which is nice. And you keep all your
stats, your orbs, everything. Yeah, you can just
nice.
Reset it. So if you beat the game and you don't want to do the random crime bullcrap, you can just reset the gangs, which is that's awesome. But it should have been in there from the beginning, but it's still awesome. The easier orb hunting, which I have noticed this really well. Like when we were playing last night, I could hear them constantly. Like when we used to play before, I couldn't hear them at all.
I
and I'm looking
to notice
for,
it more.
And like as you're walking around, you'll hear, and it's like, really loud as to where you are.
And
so
you stop and you look.
Yeah, you can look around and you're like, damn, I hear. Because when we were playing last night, I could literally just walk down the street and I'm like, I hear like three or four of them. I'm like, damn, I didn't hear these the last time I walked down the street. So that's going to make hunting down the hidden ones so much more fun.
Yep.
There's a new move called the ground strike.
Which
is really cool. You jump up in the air and hold the B button and then he comes back down and just does like the sonic boom on the ground and it makes a little crack in the ground and it just kills everything within like a 10-foot radius. It even knocks cars up on their backs and stuff. It's
should
just
have been added before or should have been in the game but a good nice little addition.
It's a nice one. The improved firing over low walls, I really didn't notice
that.
Yeah, the agents can fire downwards at greater angles, take cover behind a wall. I didn't notice that as much. The targeting enhancement, I noticed that a little, but I don't notice it a lot. It prioritizes live enemies as opposed to dead bodies now a little better. So, I didn't really notice it that much. The fire hydrants, which I haven't tried around with yet, they used to be almost indestructible. Like it would take a massive explosion to break them. Now they're real easy to break. Stunt ring visibility, which is awesome. You can see them all over now, as opposed to like disappearing. Yeah. The lefty flip on the control.
Lefty flip?
Yeah, you can remove the lefty flip on the vehicle control so that left-handed players can aim with the left stick and steer with the right.
That's cool.
So that's kind of nice. Limpet charges and new proximity mines will persist at all times within the game world and not just within a certain range of a player. So, like, you could drop a limpet charge
and just
leave.
Yeah,
and you can blow it up whenever. So that's cool. You can see the explosions in the distance now from all the way across the map.
We found that out yesterday, too.
Yeah, you can blow up something in Shaijin and see it over in Los Muertos.
Yeah.
And then that's the draw distance. Nice. It's incredible. Ram truck issues. You said you didn't notice.
I didn't see anything. Like I said earlier, because one of my biggest things before the downloadable content was I wanted to take the supercar because it was fast and wanted to see how far I can get. It's still you hit the bottom of the ramp and
nothing.
I haven't tested it out yet,
so I don't know.
So I didn't see an improvement yet.
The next one is better camera for the stunts with the car, which I didn't really notice that either. I mean,
I saw it. Because I was playing around with earlier before we got on and played, and I took the SUV up, and yeah, it's a better camera, I think.
And here's one that they did that you didn't notice till last night, was you can no longer lock on to the other player.
Yeah.
You can't lock on to them anymore, but you can now do precision shots. So you can shoot them in the leg, shoot them in the head, shoot them in the arm, and it affects them differently. Whereas before...
The other player?
The other player, yeah.
Wow. If you can't lock
just
on.
Just with your precision shooting, with the target reticle. You can shoot them in the leg, and it matters now, because before, when you shot them, you just shot them.
Yeah.
Headshot didn't count. Leg shot didn't count. So now they fixed that.
But you can't lock on.
No, can't lock on. The next one is the Keys to the City, which is probably the biggest addition to the free pack. And it's the ultimate cheat mode. Mm. You can do anything. Max out all your stats. Do the enhanced agility upgrades. You can do the super strength. You can spawn any car you want. You can spawn... like the barrels, you can spawn like infinite ammo, god mode, the ramp truck. You can spawn any agency vehicle. I mean, freeze time of day. You can empty the streets.
Yep.
Just with the press of a button, it's all pedestrians just disappear. You can press another button and bring all the hit squads right at you at one time.
And like you said, change the time of day, freeze the time of day.
Yep. I mean, that cheat mode is just fun.
Yeah.
The next thing is the vehicle impounding, which I haven't toyed around with that yet.
I haven't either.
Basically, when you go to get a car now, you'll notice that there's like a giant menu, and you can choose between agency vehicles, peacekeeper vehicles, and then Los Muertos, Shaijin, and Volk vehicles. And each time you get a vehicle, a new one, you can take it back to the agency garage, and then you'll be able to choose it from the outset of the game.
And that helps get the achievements,
too. Yeah, there's an achievement for that, too, if you get every car into the impound garage, which that'll take a long time.
I don't even know where you put them in the garage.
I don't know yet. We'll have to figure that out sometime.
Yeah.
There's now co-op trophies. Which we saw a couple of those last night when we were playing Rocket Tag.
Besides Rocket Tag, I didn't see any.
There's a lot of other ones, like the races that you can do on the rooftops and stuff. There's a couple new races, like the supply races, stuff like
that.
There's
also actually new rooftop races, too, that I saw scattered.
The white ones?
No, it's still green. There was like one when you're in Los Muertos on the rocks, on the border of the water.
Oh,
there's
a
brand new one like that was never there before.
They might have added a lot of new ones, too. The trophy's cool because it like comes up and it shows you what you did and it puts your name on it, your little gamer tag. There's now also psychotic mission trials, which is time trials at the psychotic difficulty.
That'll be fun.
So, and there's an achievement for getting all 21 of them.
Yep.
So.
And I don't know how much more, because we didn't mention Rocket Tag all that much.
Yeah. No, we didn't mention Rocket Tag, which is a blast.
Just something that we've done a lot.
We did a lot of that, but now you can do it within, like, and actually get credit for it, and one person gets a rocket launcher, and the other person gets a pistol.
Yeah, it's not a nice seeking rocket, so you got to really...
You got to time it just right.
And
of course, you know, we were playing with God mode on, which is probably one of the things, because then we couldn't hurt each other.
Right.
And plus, we were playing with super agility.
Yeah.
So we were just jumping all over the place, and we couldn't hit each other.
Which,
so.
You know, it's a fun variant, I guess, but it's still, I would prefer more than 60 seconds.
You know, it would be a cool variant for that, is to play Rocket Tag with the new cloaking device.
Yes.
So you couldn't see the guy.
We could try that.
Yeah, we'll have to try that. Now, if you download the premium content, they added new items, which is cool. The first is a new buggy. Agency buggy. Looks like a little dune buggy.
Yeah, pretty fast.
It's fast, but cool. Man, I can't control it yet. I was flying all over the beach with that and running up walls and shit, which it can drive literally straight up a wall.
Really?
I drove it straight up the side of a wall and just over and did a flip. It was awesome. The agency race car, which looks like a little Indy car.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool.
It was fun. And then the best one is the armored vehicle.
Yeah.
And which with this, they fixed something that I complained about with the original, was that now the person in your passenger seat can fire the gun.
Nice.
So you can actually, the co-op player isn't just sitting there watching you do everything.
And if the co-op player isn't in, you can still, of course, control.
Yeah, you can control the gun with the right stick, so.
No, they change it. It's the B or left bumper.
Well, that's how you shoot, but I mean the aiming.
Oh, right.
Yeah, the aiming you control with the right stick.
Sorry.
The next up is a new mode called Street Racing, which I haven't toyed around with this yet. I'm guessing it's just racing. Like street racing. There's an achievement for it, which means I'll have to do it.
Yeah. Oh, naturally.
Damn achievement. But you can place, you can actually race this over Xbox Live, but it's only against one player, which is kind of retarded. I mean, they should have made it at least four player.
Well, they should make the game at least four player.
They should. That should be the next update.
Yeah.
Alright. The next part is the new weapons, which they added. You know, after I played with them for a little while, outside the harpoon gun, I'm not digging them all that much. I like the little lobber, the rocket lobber that shoots out the little ones, but it's so inaccurate sometimes.
Well, it's the same. It's basically the same gun that was on the armored car.
Yeah.
It's the exact same thing.
Yeah. I don't like the, I like the proximity mines.
Proximity mines, cool.
I like those because they put the big red bubble over them. That's cool.
I was playing with our black friend, Emissary, or whatever, Captain Chaos or whatever.
Captain Chaos.
Professor Chaos. Professor and I like how you had to preface that with my black friend.
He's my black friend. I have like two. But anywho, he's like, what's this red thing? And he walked into it and blew him up.
Nice.
Yes.
See, now that's funny. And then there's the harpoon gun,
which is fun
to toy around with, because you target people and you can stick them to any surface. And there's an achievement for sticking five guys to one car.
That's now, awesome.
It says five corpses, which really is bad wording. It's actually five guys. You can't really shoot their corpses onto
the
car.
No, it's impossible to shoot the corpse onto the car. But I did it with cops, and it worked for the achievement.
Really?
I just stuck five cops to my car, and driving around with them on your car is the funniest thing you'll ever do.
For some reason, they think cops are gangs.
When you fight them, they are. They're
your
enemies.
Well, because you can impound the police cars.
Yeah.
So it's any gang, and I guess it's a gang in this game, so. But, you know, it's fun to have them hanging in the back of your car.
Just hanging off the car, flipping around while you're driving around on the road. That's awesome. The minigun is the other new one.
It takes a while for it to warm up, of course, but
yeah.
You got a rocket launcher, there's more. It's just more fun, you know.
The cloaking device.
I use it once.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't see the point in it. I really don't. But it'd be cool to play, like, Predator online.
That should be a new game.
Predator, right there. New game types. Max agility rooftop races. So when you maxed out your agility, you can do these new rooftop races. Stockpile, which is the one I was talking about with the white things, where you got to go collect all the little white orbs in a certain amount of time. Checkpoint chase. It's a two-player co-op mode. Or a competitive mode, I'm sorry. And basically, this first winner to 10 checkpoints wins. So it's kind of like a race, foot race. Rocket tag, which we talked about, which is awesome.
Yes.
Each of the 21 gang boss layers now plays a host to the rocket tag. So each boss section is where the rocket tag is found. And then the achievements. This is probably my most disappointing part of this update, because the extra 100 points that they were supposed to give us for the game was one achievement.
Really?
Was just to complete the 21 psychotic time trials. Hmm. That was it. Huh. That's all they gave. And then the rest of the achievements, you had Confiscator, which you can collect all the cars in your agency garage. Stockpile Supreme, complete any stockpile game in under 2 minutes and 30 seconds. Which I did one, it took me 6 minutes, if that tells you anything.
Jesus.
So, Flipping Crazy, do 3 flips and 1 jump in a car.
Oh, but I did that in God mode.
Yeah.
Oh, I can do that.
3 flips.
I did that, it's easy with the SUV.
Alright, body armor, which we were talking about, stick the five guys to the car with the harpoon gun. Win all the street races using any vehicle, and then win all of the street races using all vehicles. So the achievements, they give you the extra 350 points, so it's now 1250, but for the most part, I was hoping for something cooler, like they did with the original achievements, like keep the body in the air for 7 seconds.
Right.
But outside of the flips and the harpoon gun, they're pretty generic, so I'm kind of a little disappointed.
I'm just... For 800 points and the free wow.
There's more than enough there.
Yeah, I'm happy that it's finally here, and I'm stoked. I'm going to play more.
Yeah.
Because it's a good game anyway. It just, I haven't played it for a while, and then I'm glad to be back playing it.
Yeah. It's a great game.
But no airplanes or helicopters.
No, but if you think about it, it'd be kind of pointless.
It'd be fun just to, like, maybe jump in the air and grab it down.
I can see that. Yeah, there's always more. DLC.
It's true.
All right, so we're going to take a break, and then when we come back, we're going to top off the show. So stick with us. So you say you fell in love, and you're going to get married, raise yourself a family, how simple life can be. Somewhere it all went wrong, and your plan just fell apart, and you ain't got the heart to finish what you started. All right, well, we're back with the final segment, and in this segment we are going to do our top 10 list, which is the top 10 best bands we would like to see in Rock Band that weren't in Guitar Hero. So that'll be fun. But first we're going to talk about the evolution of online gaming and where is it going from here. What can they improve? What can they do? So I open the floor.
I'm telling you, Zero, whether you want it or not, it's going all massively multiplayer.
No, massively multiplayer is...
Whether you want it or not, that's what games are moving towards. I mean, think about it. Even first-person shooters are always like, 60 players online.
Well, they're trying an MMO FPS, Huxley.
Right.
They're trying to do that. The racing thing I like, Test Drive Unlimited, I like that. My problem with MMOs, they're going to charge me for it.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be charged for it. So let's talk about that. Money.
Money.
Online service, microtransactions. Where is this going to go?
Well, I wouldn't mind it so much. I guess I can back Sony up for once and not charging for their live service. So I would, if I had a Sony's machine, then I wouldn't mind paying $15 a month to play a game online as opposed to $50 a year.
But
I would. Sorry, that was a yawn. I would. I mean, that's 3 months of playing a game for the price of, basically the price of Xbox Live for a year.
But even on Xbox Live, you still have to pay
well,
MMOs.
Yeah, yeah.
So, that's what I meant, as opposed to paying
gotcha.
50 plus the 50.
I thought you meant any game, not just MMOs.
No.
Oh, no. I would still want everything free. And that's the thing, with Xbox Live, I feel that you should be able to play any game with no fee.
Right.
Including MMOs, or at least a discounted fee.
Right, yeah. Especially if you're, I mean, if you're a Silver member...
You gotta pay.
Then you should pay. But if you're a gold member...
As opposed to, like,
shit.
Maybe 15 every month, maybe every 3 months.
I can handle five bucks a month.
Because, I mean, it's $5. So what is that, just fast food?
One day out of the month?
Yeah.
Which, and I have no problem with that. I would like to see that. But at the same time, what if I get, like, 10 of these games I want to play a month?
Well, that's your fault.
You know, because if everything goes massively multiplayer online, I got to pay $5 per game for 10 games a month. That's $50 a month.
Well, maybe the future of massively multiplayer online games doesn't include a monthly fee.
Well, then I'll be fine with it, but I don't want everything to be massively multiplayer.
Well, I'm just saying, hey, you asked where it was going, and I'm just telling you that they are trying every day to find ways to cram more and more players into your multiplayer games.
Well, that's true, but...
I mean, from first-person shooters to everything.
But you know what? Even when they try to cram all those players in, like 40-player Resistance is still not as good as 16-player Halo.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion. It's just not. And the more is not the merrier when it comes to online games sometimes.
In first-person shooters, 16 I think should be the max.
I think 16 is good. For a game like Battlefield, I think 24
to 32.
24 to
32.
I think that's fine for those kind of huge-scale games because there's a lot to do.
All right, well, for Halo, then 16 is fine.
For a standard first-person shooter, I think 16 is plenty.
Yeah.
Because there was always somebody shooting Halo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There was always somebody shooting Halo.
You didn't have to travel too far to find... But that's also because the maps were well-balanced.
Yes, and that's the key thing right there is you have to do a solid online game. Now, let's talk about microtransactions. Where is that going to evolve into?
I think for now it's going to stay the course.
Full digital download.
Full digital, like every game?
Yep.
Imagine the size of the hard drive you would need for that?
You would need a pretty big-ass hard drive.
Are we talking like immediate future
or
down
the
road?
Probably in 5 to 10 years.
See, I think it'll stay the same in 5 to 10 years.
Really?
No.
Maybe I think within 5 to 10 years it'll go 50-50. The market will split 50-50. Whereas you'll do 50% downloads. Because look how popular these download services are, like Xbox Live Arcade, the Virtual Console, you know, the PlayStation Network
Store.
And
that's why I think it's going to stay the course for a little bit. Because there's nothing wrong with it right now.
There's nothing wrong with it, but if people could get a game without having to go to the store and pre-order it and buy it and go pick it up and fight through the crowds.
I think they don't want to do that so much. It's because, you know, it's going to ruin a business. You know, people will be out of jobs, this and that, blah, blah, blah.
You know what else I think is it might be the future of microtransactions is you might see a downsizing of sequels, and instead you'll just see a wealth of downloadable content that they charge out the ass
like
for.
Episodes.
Right, because, I mean, if you think about it, is it cheaper for a developer to release a bunch of expansion content running on the same game engine, or is it cheaper for them to develop an entirely new game?
I can see that, because obviously Oblivion's added.
Oblivion did it. Half-Life's going to do it.
So, I mean, it'd be cheaper for them to just release downloadable content for the current game and just, you know, charge maybe
if the story
15, 20
is
bucks.
Congruent.
Right.
Congruent.
Nice.
Congruent. He's pulling college words out today.
To the, you know, the original game. There'll still be sequels.
Right. But, I mean, it would be a delayed. You wouldn't see sequels
right.
like you see now.
You know,
right.
I would much prefer that structure because I'm getting tired of the same shit every year.
And paying 50 bucks,
paying
60 bucks
60
for
bucks for the same game every year. It gets frustrating to me.
Just think about how much money EA would save and how much money they would make
from just offering the rosters.
If Madden, if every year, instead of releasing an all-new Madden, if they just released a roster update,
like
charged like
20 bucks,
25 bucks for
20, 25 bucks, yeah.
Yep.
I mean, because everybody would download that and not buy a new copy.
Right.
EA would have to print less discs, less manufacturing, less development costs,
right.
and it would really
and
benefit.
They could release Madden every 2 or 3 years instead of every year.
And then that version that you bought, they could call it Superproofed. You know, the Superproof Madden, you're good.
Right.
You're good for the future. Every roster available will be, downloaded.
With Madden, though, a lot of people are like, I want to buy it for the cover. Because look how many in this area would have bought a Chad Johnson cover.
You know, and that's
so,
fine
it
and
got
dandy,
so big
but
that even, you know, EB and GameStop
I really
made
wish
their
that
own generic paper versions of the cover.
I really wish that people would do the roster downloads, and I would pay for them because, say, like, you pay, like, a yearly subscription fee for this roster download. You buy Madden
right.
2008 this year.
Right.
You get, you pay $25 for the, that version of the game gets you the whole year. Every time
right.
a trade is made, every time something happens, it's free. You know, and then the next year you buy the entire new rosters with the rookies and everything,
right.
and then for that whole year, you're set. You
right.
get every trade, every transaction, every player change, every injury, everything like that. And then, you know, produce less of the retail copy and just keep upgrading the old one. I think that's a beautiful business structure, and they'll make a shit ton of money off of it because there's a lot less development cost.
Right.
But still give users the option to go out and buy the new version with everything from last year, plus the new rosters and whatever new feature they want to add.
Right.
But users of 2008 can still play with users of 2009.
Right, because how many times do you see somebody buy, you know, a new sports game and they're like, oh, man, I like last year's better, but the roster's better this year.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I like the, you know, they changed this about the controls and it sucks compared to last year, but the roster's better, so I had to buy it.
We'll make
you know
that
I mean?
Control change and all that stuff downloadable content. It
there
wouldn't be that hard to do.
No, it wouldn't.
And then if people don't want to change their game.
And nobody even, not that Madden really changes graphically year to year
no, it really
too
doesn't.
Much, but I mean, people don't notice the graphics when it comes to Madden anyway.
EA could live off of the same engine for
right.
5 years.
Yeah,
easy.
EA could release Madden 2008 and it could look like Super Tecmo Bowl and people would buy it.
Well, yeah.
So
I think that's the way that it should go. Like with downloadable content on any
what,
game.
It should look like Super Tecmo Bowl?
Well, yeah. I might play it then. You know?
Yeah.
But I think that really should be the future of microtransactions. But now with, you know, Xbox Live being the $50 a month or the $50 a year and the PlayStation Network being free and we still don't know what Nintendo's gonna do, how's that gonna pan out? Is Xbox Live eventually gonna be free? Or is PlayStation Network eventually gonna charge?
Good question.
I wonder that every day because I love my Xbox Live. And, you know, PlayStation Network, I like it. It's not the greatest, but
right.
it's free. And with stuff like Homecoming, which is free. Homecoming.
Well, see,
I think I don't
really pay attention to the $50 a year because if you boil it down, how much is that a month?
It's
not even $5.
It's not a lot of money. It's really not. And people that say it's a lot of money, it's ridiculous. Because it's nothing. It's not even $5 a month.
Right.
Not even. It's like $4-something a month.
Yeah.
It's just,
right.
it's almost non-existent. And the only time I ever notice it is when I have to renew.
Right.
I really don't notice it throughout the year. So it's not expensive, but at the same time, it's still there. Whereas with the PlayStation Network, it's not at all. It's free. Everything
well,
is free.
From what I've seen of the PlayStation Network, I don't really like.
Its interface is not nearly as user-friendly as the 360.
As to whether they're going to start charging or Xbox is free, I don't know. I don't know. There's no even.
I think for Xbox Live to continue charging, they will have to continue to offer a much better experience. If PlayStation Network catches up to them and they continue to charge, there's going to be hell to pay.
Yeah.
But
as of, like, foreseeable, like, 3, 4, or 5 months down the road, I don't think it's PlayStation's going to offer anything better than the marketplace right
no,
now.
No, probably not over the next year.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, once Home launches, you know, as much as you kind of joke about Home and the way it looks, there's a lot of shit in there.
Yeah.
A lot. A lot of really cool things that were, if on Xbox 360 and you saw them, you'd be like, damn, that's really cool. Like the different themed movie theaters, the different demo downloads, the trophy system, which, as much as I love achievements, the trophies are much cooler than the achievements, because you got them all in your, you know, room. You can pick which ones you want to display on the wall, and then you can go down through your list and look at every other one.
See, I don't... Me, personally, I don't care. I don't even decorate my room. I don't care. I just want to sit and play the game, look at my achievements. I don't want to go and, like, which trophy should go in this corner? I don't give a shit. I honestly don't. So, I mean, I guess that's the only thing PS3 owners have, because Metal Gear got delayed. Huh? So
I knew that
was
going
to
come up.
He was
going
to make a stab about that at some point.
But if that's what y'all have to look forward to, that's what y'all have to look forward to. Have fun decorating your virtual home.
I will. And you'll be jealous because you can't come over and hang out in my pimp spa.
Your pimp spa.
Yeah. Because I'll have all the cool stuff in there. Ratchet will be over hanging out. And Solid Snake will be at my crib.
No, he won't.
They should have celebrities on home. They just show up in the world. Maybe come over and hang out at your house. Hey, can I come in your pool? Metal Gear.
Metal Gear. I don't know. I think with everything that Sony's wanting to do and trying to do, I think eventually they'll charge.
It's very possible. I don't know.
It's like
I think,
renting your space. Because if it's going to have home, then...
Well, home is basically MySpace with an avatar.
Which is probably why I don't like it.
Yeah, you don't like MySpace. I don't really use MySpace, but, yeah.
I check it, but...
I check it once a day, once a week. Maybe. I don't know.
I think if I had to guess, Sony would start charging.
Eventually down the road, you don't think Xbox Live will go free?
Oh. Because they've been charging since the first Xbox, so... They got a system that's working for them. They've made improvements. I dig it. A lot of people dig it.
6 million people dig it.
So, can't go wrong.
6 million people have it.
Yeah. Six million people can't.
And they reward us from time to time for being, you know, gold members.
And they bend us over from time to time, too.
Yeah, I'm not saying they don't. I mean, it's...
That is true.
Hey, here's a 250-point horse armor.
Yeah, stupid Oblivion.
So,
like
I mean,
a knife to the
Microsoft
heart.
Microsoft should take into account that we are paying $50 a year and just make some of this gold membership, gold members, a little bit of a discount. Just to have, like, thank us. Like a little membership perk.
I would like to get gold membership perks. You know, I don't count the demo
and
getting it early.
And the diamond card, I don't count.
The diamond card sucks.
Yeah, it does.
I'm sorry.
I just got my update of it, man.
It's my geek license.
I don't
even understand why I have it. It's got my gamer tag on it.
It's actually good. Like, you guys mentioned something about being a GameStop, but we don't know what it is.
We have to check the site.
So.
Yeah, that's what cracks me up about it is it's got your gamer tag on it.
Yeah, I know. Like, you go to the store. Could you imagine?
As if I didn't feel like a big enough geek buying something and showing him my Xbox Live diamond card.
Especially if it's not like
it's got my
store.
Gamer
well,
tag.
Could you
on
imagine
it.
Going to like Arby's? Could you Arby's and your gamer tag is I pwnt your mom? And they're like, hey, this is mine. You got a license with I pwnt your mom on it or something? I don't know. This is you.
And see, outside of video game industry, that card is just like, hey, I'm a nerd. How are you?
Right, pretty much. It's your nerd identifier.
So. You should use it when you go out on a date. Be like, let me
I
use
got
my
this
discount.
Let me
I
use my diamond card discount. You don't have to tell her it's Xbox Live.
Well,
just be
it,
like, let
except
me
for
use
the big
my
ass Xbox logo on the front of the card.
Yeah. Just hide that. Put a little bit of tape
here's
over
my card. Mr. Zero Tolerance, can I see your ID?
But if you meet someone online, like a friend of ours, then you won't have a problem.
That's true.
It's true.
That's true. Because then you can just show it. But yeah, he plays Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is she wouldn't care if he was a nerd or not.
Nah, because
no,
he's
because
a nerd.
She probably
yeah,
is, too.
She's playing Final Fantasy. Yeah. She's obviously a nerd. Come on.
Wait, it's fine. There's nothing wrong with us nerds.
Yeah, there's nothing
not
wrong with being
my nerd
a nerd.
To the next step and just show my
I don't daughter think we should let him listen to this podcast.
No, we probably shouldn't, because he'll beat the crap out of us.
He'll come running over here with his +5 damage sword and punch you in the face with it.
He'll ride his chocobo over here.
I would pay money to see that. All right, so we're going to wrap up the show with our top 10 bands.
We want their thoughts, too, don't we?
No.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
Shit.
I'm kidding.
Yes, we would definitely like to know. You're the community manager. I'm going to make you the community manager from now, which means you'll have to go on the forums.
Oh, I have to come out of my shell.
You have to come out of your shell and get on the forum. That's his new job. So everybody send Killer Wolverine messages and tell him that he is now the community manager, and he will be handling all threads and problems with the News for Gamers podcast radio. So, congratulations, you've been promoted. Comes with a dental plan. Lose a tooth, get two free. All right.
Oh, good.
I want a promotion.
You get to write the Forza preview.
If I ever get done.
You need to write that. You put it on a Word
It's
going to
be a review before we're done.
All right, so our top 10 list. Yeah, go to the forums and post up the online gaming stuff, and we'll send Killer Wolverine there to moderate. But our last topic is our top 10 list of the top 10 bands we would like to see in Rock Band. I almost said Guitar Hero.
You almost did.
I can't help it. I am a Guitar Hero fanatic. But these are the top 10 bands. These have never appeared.
We think.
From our recollection. Right. These bands have never appeared in Guitar Hero. So, first one up is...
One of them has, but...
Which one?
Second to last.
I guess we'll get to that. So.
We'll get to that. All right. First one is AC/DC.
Yes.
Now, which song, though?
Doesn't matter. I thought they were going to put like three or four songs from each band in there.
See, if they do that, there's got to be Back in Black.
Yes.
Thunderstruck.
Yes, and You Shook Me All Night Long.
You Shook Me All Night Long. Whole Lot of Rosie. I could go on for days.
You could go on for days.
But yeah, that's Weezer.
Weezer. Weezer better be in the next one or I'm going to fight
somebody.
Weezer's got to
be in this one, and it's got to have Say It Ain't So.
It's got to have Say It Ain't So. Absolutely.
And I'd like to see the Sweater song, too. Pretty much anything from the Blue Album.
Pretty much.
Pretty much anything from the Blue Album would be good in the Green Album.
Yeah.
The Green Album was good. So there's a lot of good stuff there.
There is.
Next up, Led Zeppelin. Which, that's a whole... You got like 12 billion songs.
Right. You could pick about 80 songs.
Jimmy Page and Robert Plant, they're going to be like, we don't want to be in this game.
Yeah, they're not going to
They're not going to let people...
Just like the next band.
Just like the next band, which is Metallica. And
never
it sucks, because Metallica would be a great...
It would be perfect.
Song. Yep.
And drums and vocals.
You
would be
playing
great.
Like one. Oh, Master of Puppets. Oh my God.
Master.
That just be such a great rock band song. I almost said Guitar Hero again.
You almost did.
Next up on the list is a Killer Wolverine fave, the Green Day.
Indeed.
And this one a lot for the bass and the drums, because those get underrated in that band, because the bass player and the drum player, they're friggin' incredible.
And it could be from any album.
Oh yeah,
I dig it.
I well, maybe not Shenanigans.
Yeah, okay.
I didn't care much for Shenanigans.
Yeah.
That album just kind of came out. It's like, hey, it's a Green Day album. What song's on it? I don't know, but it's a Green Day album. Evanescence.
Which is also a Killer Wolverine suggestion.
I think it would be good. It would be hard for the male vocals, but...
Well, that's why we're going to make you sing Amy Lee.
Yeah.
No.
That's your job.
How could we?
Wow, that was convincing.
You like that?
The guitars and the percussion, I think, are pretty good. So
you'd have to have a really good rhythm singer.
Yeah.
She's got great vocals. I'll give you that.
It won't happen, but it'd be nice to see.
Next one on the list is All For Me, and that'd be Tool. Just so I could hear the bass line and have somebody sing his
Now, he's got a good voice, too.
He's got... So. I call that the voice of a god. Because that man is, like, this big around. He's literally, like, 3 inches around. Yeah. Tiny little
he's
dude.
Tiny.
And he looks funny as hell, but yeah, God, that voice that comes out of him is like...
Yeah.
What the hell? Where'd you put that? But that'd be a cool one. Three Doors Down. Another Killer Wolverine favorite.
He means I want to fucking kill them all.
He
wow,
three
we're going to have
down.
To edit that out of the podcast.
Yeah, don't.
He just
don't
threatened
do
Three
don't
Doors
threaten.
Down's life.
Yeah, well.
Wait a minute. I'm not going to get into that then.
Yeah.
We'll get into that later.
Yeah.
But I like to hear it when I'm gone. That'd be a good song.
No. I mean, Three Doors Down was great. Their songs were great in Karaoke Revolution, so. They were fun songs to play.
They never put my favorite song on there, though, which is Loser.
Just because they don't dye their hair black.
And cut
paint their fingernails.
You're emo.
My hair is... Fuck you guys.
And the next one on the list is on Wombat's stalker list. Is Eric Clapton.
And Clapton's. I make a bad comment, I'm going to forget anything.
I don't care what...
I'm not going to forget anything about
it. I'm hoping that Mr. Clapton has forgiven the comments that I made on the very, very, very first episode of CTGD Podcast Radio. So if you want to go back into the archives, you can hear it. I'm not going to repeat it.
It was worse than what I just said.
It really was. It was pretty bad.
I'm not going to repeat it because it's offensive, but hopefully he's forgiven me and he'll muster the guys from Cream or Derek and the Dominoes to get a friggin' song put on Rock Band, because if another rhythm game goes by... Another either Guitar Hero or Rock Band goes by without Layla on it. The fast version, not the pussy-ass slow version. I'm going to cry.
I don't have anything to say. Oh, good. All right, and the last band. It's funny because I don't think anybody here actually likes them. But we would all agree that it would make a good song and be U2.
Yeah.
But what song? I don't really know.
I don't know because I don't like them. So.
I got one for Guitar Hero.
What's... Guitar Hero. We're talking about
Rock
Band.
I just thought of it because he's got wicked guitar. Is Santana?
That really would be a good
That would
one.
Be a good
I
idea.
I really don't like him.
I don't either.
You could put Smooth on there. Rob Thomas.
I don't want to hear Rob Thomas. I want to punch him in
it's
the face.
It's got a good guitar part in it, though.
I don't care. Everything at Santana's got a good guitar part. Why do I got to suffer through Rob Thomas to hear it?
That's true.
Can I get the instrumental version? Because it's not like Santana sings.
Do that song he did with Chad Kroeger from Nickelback. And then they re-released it with that guy from The Calling, like nobody would notice.
Whatever.
They're like, no, this is exactly the same song. I promise.
Santana, you don't sing.
No, you can play the guitar, though.
You can play the guitar like nobody's business. Yeah. But that's our top 10 list. That pretty much wraps up
and
the show.
Of course. We want to hear what, if you have a top 10 you'd like to, you know,
from our community manager.
For us right. to discuss on next week's episode.
Do it.
Give us your ideas, because we're in need of them.
Yes, we are.
We're going to make Killer Wolverine get on the podcast thread and start listing up the, handling all of the PR for our podcast, because you know, we're getting too big to actually come down there ourselves. So we're going to send Killer Wolverine down.
Oh,
he'll be down hanging out with you guys. Us, no, we're just going to sit on our thrones made of chocolate and eat strawberries.
He'll be down there in like one of those old-timey reporter hats with his press ID in the bill, walking up to people going, "Hi, Tim Titson, Daily News. Nice to speak
wow.
to you."
Oh, Lord.
Okay.
Anything else you want to let the people out there know for the forums?
So I you had can something, but then I heard Tip Tip. I lost
community
all
community manager.
Train of thought.
He's the new community manager, so everything goes through him. He's my PR guy now.
Nice.
My public relations guy.
Public. Get a public relation.
You're a public relation guy. All right, so we're going to get out of here. So stop by the forums, start some threads, ask us some questions, leave feedback on this episode, and as always, join us again next week when we will probably say something we shouldn't again.
Probably.
We've got to say at least one offensive thing each episode. It's our trademark.
It is.
Pretty much.
So, but we're
and go
out
listen
here.
To the very first episode yeah. if you want to hear my Clapton so joke that will never be repeated again.
We're going to get out
of
here.
It, apparently.
I am very proud of it, even though it was horribly offensive. And probably did not score me any points towards heaven when I die.
No. St. Peter ain't letting you in.
No.
All right. Well, we're getting out of here, so we'll see you next week. And happy Mother's Day. Peace out.
Peace out.
We ought to do top 10 cats that were biting my leg.
There'd only
You're
be
number
one.
One, bitch.
All right, I need you to talk.
You need me?
Not
to
like
talk?
That.
I need you like
I talk.
Water, like
well,
water.
I mean,
talk more.
Well, like you were talking about something.
Talk about sentences.
Talk about sentences.
Sentences are
well, they
good.
Have periods sometimes, and they have exclamation points.
Talk about this cat's awesome fangs.
Oh my god.
Okay. Everybody is talking.
We're quite
him.
Gassy today, aren't
we? Oh, my God. We're talking. Oh, my God. It's so silly.
And Justin, I don't think, said but six words the entire thing.
Yo.
Talk about how awesome it was for you to be Spider-Man last night.
No.
Spider-Man!
Do you do whatever you can?
To get out of there early?
Do you spin a web, any flies?
No.
To catch thieves, just like flies?
Did children get their pictures taken with you?
Several.